Welcome back to the Atlanta Home and Remodeling Show. Mike Salmon, Gene Russell, and we're in the Go Dogs Roof booth here at this wonderful show that's going on in downtown Atlanta. And joining us now is Matt Lankford. He's with a company called Weldon Heating and Air Conditioning. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us all about Weldon Heating and Air.
Well, thanks for having us. Weldon Heating and Air is a small company. We are out of the Tucker area originally, and we actually were doing business when I started with them about 6 years ago, out of the house that the founder's dad built with his own two hands after he got out of World War II, went into the plumbing business, had his son, Chip, go into the heating and air business, and started with that in 74. Unfortunately, Chip's dad passed away in 1976, and so he just kind of leaned into his customers, and the customers leaned right back, and he ran a really respectable small thing. It's kind of like Cheers. You go out, you know, you have a restaurant with Chip, and it's like, hey, Chip, Norm. So it's an interesting thing, and my dad passed away in 16. I started in this business in 1979 with him, and I was actually a chief technology officer, and my buddy over there at the booth, his brother owned a company down in Florida, and he said, hey, let's get in the heat and air business. You worked on me for about 10 years. I'm like, I don't want to do that. Finally, I said, okay, let's do that. So we got in, jumped in with both feet, and it's like, you know what, let's take this great thing here, and let's scale it up. So we've been doing that. Last year, the year before last, we did $750,000. Last year, we were about $2.5 million. And we spent more money on credit card processing than we did on marketing. So it's mainly word of mouth, and it's hard to get to $2.5 million word of mouth. And now we're working the home shows and introducing ourselves to people. They seem to respond to it really well. It looks like you want to ask me a question.
No, I was just thinking your credit card fees must be too high, but...
No, I mean, listen, if you do a good job, people tell each other. We actually have customers, more than one customer, that has been doing business with Weldon Heating and Air for more than 50 years. I don't know how many people in this place can say that, but we were very proud of that, and we go into restaurants over in Tucker, and, you know, you got these plaques on the wall. Well, this dentist did that. Yeah, I worked for his dad. I worked for his granddad, and it's just a great place.
So there's a little history there.
A lot of history. We're taking advantage of some of the larger companies in town decided to go a different direction, so they're good people. They started shedding them, and we started picking them up, and we're just thrilled to have them.
I love the enthusiasm and the passion that you show for what you do. Where did that come from?
Coffee. Started about 6 a.m. this morning. It's been going nonstop. And my partner down there said, oh, you're going to be on the radio? That's excellent. I need as many words as possible in the shortest amount of time, and we're going to have 4 pots before we even get in the truck.
One word for you. Decaf.
Mike, it's apparent that you would make cocaine nervous.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. Somebody said that. No. Nuclear power is way too powerful for us.
So being based out of Tucker, what is your reach? Is it the entire metro Atlanta area? And what do you find most gratifying about doing what you're doing right now?
So we started off in Tucker, and I actually live in Woodstock. And my partner over there, he lives in Dallas. And so for the last 6 years, I've been running the place for Chip, and I drove from Woodstock over here just about every single day. And people ask me, well, why haven't you expanded over to Woodstock yet? I'm sorry, because I love having all of our customers concentrated. And about 80% or 90% of our customers were within about 5 to 10 miles of our office. But we are now expanding out. We're basically north of 20 a little bit. We don't have a massive amount of trucks. And we are looking, we just opened an office in Sarasota about 3 or 4 months ago, and it's just getting off the ground. And we are looking, hopefully this fall, to open one up on the west side, possibly Marietta, Woodstock, somewhere close to my house. That'd be nice.
Excellent.
So that's where we're looking. What makes me in this building, I started, like I said, when I was 12. I just loved solving problems for people. I did IT for about 20 years, and I've done railroad, I've done this. At the end of the day, I look over my shoulder, and I've done something, and people are really happy to have me leave their house. I don't know why. But
wait, I don't think that came out correctly.
I forgot to say when they're cool. They're glad when I show up when they're hot, but it's good to see, with the railroad, you look over your shoulder. I built a mile of railroad track here. We did something, and it's impactful for people's lives, and it's also good that we get to see them doing maintenance over the years, so we build really true relationships with customers, and I like that.
Do you do full repairs and new installs, and do you have a particular brand that you guys work with, Crane, Carrier,
so,
any of that?
Yeah, great question. So over the last 56 years that we've been in business, we've carried most of the stuff. We've done Carrier. We haven't done Train. We work on just about anything that's out there. From a philosophical standpoint, we really try to understand the technology from the bottom up, and a lot of people are using the same parts and whatnot in there. We are actually a Linux dealer. We also have Duquesne. We can get just about any major brand. the Lennox Duquesne combination. They're both made by a company that has a distribution center here in McDonough, so the parts availability is a lot easier. When we went through the virus and all that stuff, we really had a learning lesson with distribution of parts and whatnot. And so we did a little soul searching and saying, listen, I installed a product. I'm not going to name the brand, but we installed a product, and it didn't light up. So it was on a Friday. I just removed working equipment from this customer's house, and they told me, well, we're not going to be able to get the part for 6 weeks. I said, well, you're going to figure it out for me. And fortunately, I'd been dealing with these people since I was a teenager, and they went to the back and got me solved the problem for me. But it wasn't necessarily that. It was a distribution problem. So we really went back to the drawing board and said, who is it that we have that's going to be able to give us a really good product and stand behind that, and not just from a quality, but also from a logistical. Almost any product that's installed really, really well, it's going to last you a good long time. We actually put a lot of thought and effort into what are we going to carry, and that's what Lennox.
That's excellent. Does Weldon offer a yearly service contract? Does somebody can just set it and forget it with you guys? You guys come back and do a maintenance check, make sure everything's good. Do you guys offer that kind of service?
Absolutely. So 80% of the problems with an air conditioning system or most things are caused by dirt and the lack of maintenance. And so having your system worked on, the number one thing, if you own a car, you're going to change your oil. If you own an air conditioner, you better be changing that filter. It is life. So anybody listening, change your filter on a regular basis. If you can't get to it, hire somebody to do it, but change it on a regular basis.
Side story real quick. Being a roofing company, also we do insurance claims adjusting. We get roof leaks all the time. And what I'm finding on attic inspections is that these attic-mounted HVAC units and the air duct in there are not taped and done correctly. Amen. These things are leaking. The overflow pans are not being maintained the correct way, causing ceiling stains. Blaming it on roof stuff like that. It is, I think, essential to have a good, responsible HVAC carrier.
Maintenance plan.
Have that guy in your phone. Do you find these kinds of troubles often like I do?
Absolutely. And, I'll tell you to that end. I grew up with my dad. It was just a small one-truck truck and whatnot, which is the great things. And they really care, and the customers love us. And when my dad passed away, one of our customers actually, my stepmother, who called to inform one of our customers that my dad had passed away, it just starts bawling. And my stepmom is actually consoling a customer to tell them that. So the customers really love that. And that's really what we're trying to dig. The heating and air guy that cares about them, they go in, they tell them things. A lot of times, though, they are not necessarily going to say, hey, you really should upgrade your ductwork, your this, that, and the other, because they're just a lot of them are just trying to get out as cheap as they can. And so that was a really a difficult thing for me to learn, is that, sometimes the customer just wants to say, what do I need to do? And just, this is what I would do if it were my house. Do that, even though if it's a little bit more money. If you can't afford it, don't do it. But if you can, this is the benefit you're going to get from it. And that's kind of where we are, is not too pushy, but at least willing to say, you should do this with your ductwork. You're leaking here, you're leaking there. So, great point.
Excellent. I love to hear that it really comes across that you care about your clientele.
Absolutely.
You guys keep it really close to home, 5 mile famous. You stay really in your community and do a service for that. We appreciate that kind of contractor. We look to be the same thing at GoDogs Roof.
We're talking with Matt with Weldon Heating and Air, and you guys talked about being in growth mode.
Oh, absolutely.
But as you know, on every single corner of every single community, there's a heating and air company.
Yes.
What's been the biggest challenge you faced trying to grow the business?
Finding people that share our care for the customers is really difficult. The heating and air business, if you're going to be a really great heating and air guy, you need to understand something about thermodynamics. You need to have my two most prized possessions are my dad's 1968 copy of Modern Refrigeration and my granddad's copy of his physics book that he studied on the GI Bill when he got out of World War II.
Don't forget your coffee maker, too.
And my coffee maker. So understanding physics really, really well, you need to know thermodynamics. You need to understand electricity almost better than a low-voltage guy and a high-voltage guy. You need to understand plumbing to get the water out of there. You need to understand how the airflow and systems work. So finding somebody that knows all that, that's willing to crawl under somebody's houses with the bugs and the snakes and the whatnot. I mean, when I was a kid, I'm waiting for somebody to bring me something. My head's laying on something. What is that? Oh, it's a dried up dead possum. Finding people that are willing, that have half a brain, that are willing to go do that is kind of difficult. So that's the hardest part, is finding good people.
What is the website? The most important question I'll ask you. The website. Where can people go to find out more?
www.weldonhvac.com.
And Weldon is WELDON.
Yes. I hope I spelled that right.
In Georgia, you say welding, someone thinks you're welding two pieces of metal together. This is W-E-L-D-O-N.
I get that almost every day. And the founder says, you know, for a job well done.
Very cool.
Matt, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. I appreciate it.